Blog Talk Radio.
To my prayer closet here on the Celtic Cross Radio Network. I'm the Very Reverend Dr. Cardinal Andrew Patrick. Today is our day that we do the Protestant Celtic Rosary. So if you would like to follow along with us on that, you can go to our ministry's website, which is www.CelticCrossMinistry.com. In the upper tabs, scroll to the right, and you will see prayer. The drop-down menu will come, and I believe it's around the fourth one or so, where you can tap onto that and then follow along with us with this Protestant rosary. In prayer requests for this evening, we did get one in from Arizona. Sister Virginia contacted us and would like prayer for her father, who has entered into hospice care. So along with Virginia's request, I'd like us to pray for all of those that are in hospice care at this point in time, young and old. Also pray for our nation, for our world leaders, and for our ministry here at the Celtic Cross Foundation of Ministry. Your prayers are always greatly appreciated, and we thank you so very much for them. So let us get started. We'll start off with a quick Lord's Prayer, and then we'll go into the Protestant Rosary. So if you will, lower your heads in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. In the words that our Savior gave us, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever and ever. Amen. I believe in God the Father Almighty, the maker of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, and the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life of the world to come. Amen. Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God. The Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your might. And you shall love your neighbor as yourself. In the name of the Father, who is the Father of light and the giver of all good gifts. Amen. In the name of the Son, who is the Redeemer and the source of our salvation. Amen. In the name of the Holy Spirit, who is the Comforter and Guide. Amen. Vicarii. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to your loving kindness, according to the multitude of your tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions, wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against you, and you only, have I sinned, and done this evil in your sight, that you may be found just when you speak, and blameless when you judge. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin my mother conceived me. Behold, you desire truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part you will make me to know your wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and kind gladness, that the bones which you have broken may rejoice. Hide your face from my sins, and blot out all of my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me with your gracious spirit. Then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners will be converted to you. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, the God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of your righteousness. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall show forth your praise. For you do not desire sacrifice, or else I would give it. You do not delight in burnt offering. The sacrifice of God are a broken spirit and a broken and contrite heart. These, O God, you will not despise. Amen. The Incarnation. When God saw that we were trivial, heaven opened graciously over our head. We beheld Christ, the Spirit of Truth. May he draw us in beneath the strength of his crown, strengthen our hope, and leaven our joy. Keep us valiant, faithful, and near as the light of our lanterns. Amen. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. He was in the beginning with God, and all things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And let the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory. And the glory was of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And of his fullness we have all received grace from grace. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. The prophet Isaiah proclaimed, "Behold, a virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel," which is translated, "God with us." For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. The angel Gabriel announced to the virgin, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God, and behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son. You shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen." At his birth, the angel of the Lord proclaimed, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be for all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen." The prophet John proclaimed, "Behold, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and he remained. This is he who baptizes in and with the Holy Spirit. This is the Son of God. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen." The Apostle Paul proclaimed, "It pleased the Father that in him all the fullness should dwell, and by him to reconcile all things to himself, whether things on earth or things in heaven. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen." On the Mount of Transfiguration, the Lord God said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear him." For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. The Lord himself proclaimed, "I am the way to the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever and ever. Amen. The second decade, the teachings. We set the keeping of Christ about us. We beseech the guarding of God with us, to possess us and to protect us. May the gospel of Christ, King of our salvation, be as a mantle to our bodies. Amen. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. Whoever is angry with his brother without cause shall be in danger of the judgment. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. Let your yes be yes and your no, no. Whatever is more than these comes from evil. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. Do not resist an evil person, but whoever slaps you on the right cheek, turn the other to him also. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. Love your enemies, bless those who curse you, and do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. Judge not, that you not be judged. You judge, you will be judged, and with the same measure you use, it will be measured back to you. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. Do not worry about your life, what you shall eat, or what you will drink, nor about what your body, what you will put on. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. God is spirit, and those who worship in must worship in spirit and in truth. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. Love one another as I have loved you. for the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. In the night in which he was betrayed, he took bread and wine and said, "Take and eat, take and drink, for this is my body and my blood. Do this in remembrance of me." Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever and ever. Amen. The third decade, the Passion. May the cross of Christ be between us and all ill will, encompassing us and in his might, and shielding us from every harm, from every spectre, and from every evil. Amen. Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, the King of Israel. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. The hour has come that the Son of Man shall be glorified. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I shall give is of my flesh, which I shall give for the life of the world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. The hour has come. Behold, the Son of Man is being betrayed into the hands of sinners. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. And they clothed him with purple, and they twisted a crown of thorns, and put it on his head, and they struck him with a reed, and spat on him. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. Now it was the third hour, and they crucified him, and those who passed by blasphemed him. From the cross he spoke words of comfort and forgiveness. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And as John and Mary, his mother, stood at the foot of the cross, he said to his disciples, "Behold, your mother." For the sake of the sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. At the sixth hour, the sun was darkened, and he spoke, "Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. It is finished." For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. Then Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus took the body of Jesus and bound it in strips of linen with spices, and he was laid in a new tomb in a garden near the place where he was crucified. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. The first day of the week began to dawn. Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to see the tomb. But the tomb was empty, and an angel of the Lord said, "Do not be afraid. He is not here. He is risen, as he said. Go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead." For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. Jesus himself stood in the midst of them, and he said to them, "Peace to you. Let not your hearts be troubled." It was necessary for the Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins be preached in his name and to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. And he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And two angels said to them, "Why do you stand there gazing up into the heaven? This same Jesus will come in like manner as you saw him go into heaven. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever and ever. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. I adore thee, O Christ, and I bless thee, because by thy holy cross thou hast redeemed the world. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, that ends tonight's recital of the Protestant Rosary, which is a version of the Dalardian Rosary, which is known as the Celtic Rosary. And with this version, as you notice, we say the words, I adore thee, O Christ, I bless thee, and because of thy holy cross, thou hast redeemed the whole world. It's very similar to what we say during the prayer in between each of the meditations, where it is, for the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, the only difference between this prayer that we do for the Protestant side of the church and the Evangelical Church of the Celtic Cross, as opposed to the Catholic side, which is our canonical Catholic Church of the Celtic Cross, is that in that place where we say, for the sake of his sorrowful passion, we say the Hail Mary. And that falls in line with the standard rosary, which we say on Thursday evenings right here on Blog Talk Radio. And that we do with the Mysteries of Faith. So each of these prayer vigils give you something to meditate on, in something that you can relate to. Doesn't matter what denomination or what faith that you're from. If you believe in Jesus Christ and you've accepted him into your heart, these words are not just words. They tell the story of Christ and his sacrifices and his teachings and his commandments to us. And if we take these teachings from the Protestant Rosary here and incorporate them into our lives, well, we're much better off for it. Remember, we are in the end of times and the world is lost. We don't want you lost with it. We want you in kingdom of heaven, in glory, praising God for eternity. We want your soul to be at peace and in happiness. And that's what we here at the Celtic Cross Foundation of Ministry try to do for you every single day. Ladies and gentlemen, also, this past week I put out, a week and a half, I guess, give or take, I put out a bishop's appeal trying to raise funds for the ministry. This is our annual fundraiser, so to speak, and it is a time that we come to you, the ones that listen to our programs and read our blogs and follow us on social media and maybe a part of our particular church here in the United States or at another portion of it in the world. However, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we can't do this on our own. We need your help. And if you would like to send us a love offering or make a monthly donation, you can do that easily. We've made the process extremely easy through our secure PayPal account. You can go to our website, which is www.celticcrossministry.com, and just scroll down on the very front page, the home page that pops up, and you'll see the Bishop's Appeal and a donate button, a Donate Now button. All you have to do is click on that, and we're talking just a minute or two, and you'll be done. And it will help us to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ and prayers and vigils like this around the world, helping others to come and join the Lord Jesus in his walk on earth. Well, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, this is the very Reverend Dr. Cardinal Andrew Patrick with the Protestant Radio Network here on Blog Talk Radio and the Celtic Cross Radio Network, saying God bless. We thank you for joining us tonight. Join us tomorrow night, if you're so inclined, for the Dalardian Rosary, Celtic Rosary, where we do the Hail Mary in the place. I think you'll find it just as inspirational, and we look forward to you being there with us. Have yourself a blessed evening, and a blessed week to come. We'll talk to you soon.